I think he's more relevant than ever for a lot of reasons. One is the environment. He was a very outspoken ecologist, and there was no such term as environmental activist or anything like that. But he, a lot of his writing in Walden is praising nature. And at the time he was writing, like the railroad was going everywhere. And the new communications technology was the telegraph. So this is 1850s or 40s, and there's a line in which he talks about he wasn't a Luddite by any means, but he said of the telegraph, he said, "It's great that I can potentially communicate with San Francisco in minutes." And he said, "But what if I have nothing to say to San Francisco?" And I think that speaks to our kind of information and communication environment today. Also, that aspect of being true to yourself and being confident in yourself as an individual. I mean, if you read some of the studies about the impact of social media on young people today, and like the expectations of, appearance. And kind of performative luxury, and everybody's going on vacation to Maui, and I'm not, and I see all their feeds on Instagram, and the expectations around physical appearance, beauty, and wealth, it's super, super damaging, especially for young people. And there's this enormous pressure of conformity, that is an undeniable aspect of social media use, especially heavy social media use. And I think Thoreau speaks to that. Walden is all about finding your own way, finding your own path. And if that means like veering away from the mainstream, then that's okay. And for yourself and for others. So I think his message is very, very relevant today. And I recently met a high school teacher, and I just asked, "What do you assign your students today?" And she said, "Walden." And I thought, "Oh, fantastic. That's great."